You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today's National Day of Prayer. It's where people are asked to turn to God in prayer and meditation.
Amen.
I know that you share your Twitter scripture every day, but do you bust down every day and pray to God? Like literally say a prayer to God every day.
I absolutely do. As long as they count in your head.
That's meditation in your head. Prayers with your mouth.
Okay. I know the difference. So I guess I meditate a lot. Sometimes I get down on my knees and pray. I will admit I need to do more of that, but I do think about it a lot.
Do you find yourself praying when times are good or when times are bad?
Both. Definitely both. Because I look around and I think to myself, I'm so blessed. There's a lot of things that could have went left, but it went right. And I'm extra thankful for that.
Hey.
For real.
You said it could have went left, Brian?
Mm-hmm. But it went right.
But it went right.
It did.
Hey. I pray all throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like just thanking him. Thanking him.
Mm-hmm. It's important to do both.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and when times are good and when times are bad.
And I find myself, like, in my friend circle, if something's going wrong, people will call me to pray for them. That's happened to me quite often.
You do have that healing touch.
And one time I was at the beauty salon when I lived in Dallas. And my hairdresser asked me to pray for one of the young ladies that was in the salon.
Right.
And so we all got together and we were holding hands. And I said, God, you know, I pray for this young lady and her baby that will be here soon. Let it please be born with all 10 fingers and all 10 toes. I mean, I was going deep.
Uh-huh.
We got done. My hairdresser was squeezing my hand. I said, dang, I must have really went in on that prayer.
I was feeling it.
Maybe 3 months later, I was going to my hairdresser's house for a barbecue.
Uh-huh.
I showed up. We talking, laughing, kiki. And then she was like, oh, that's old girl that you was praying for. She's on the way. And I said, oh, word. Well, you know, did she have a baby yet? She was like, she wasn't pregnant. I said, what are you talking about? She wasn't pregnant. She said, that's why I was squeezing your hand. I said, fam, why didn't you stop me?
Damn.
So from then on, unless I see a baby crowning in a woman's vagina,
oh Lord,
I do not assume that no chick is pregnant. I don't care what it looked like, because her stomach looked like 9 months pregnant, and I'm not lying. I was so embarrassed, Brian, that I got up and left. Before the girl got there, I was so embarrassed.
That is a story for the ages right there.
That really happened.
It's above me now.
Devastated, Brian.
Oh, Lord.
So from now on, I don't care what it looked like.
Uh-huh.
If I don't see it coming out that womb, she ain't pregnant.
Hallelujah.
I ain't fooling with you.
Yes, you are.
So there are different stay-at-home orders that are ending. Jackson County just released their new list of reopening in places out inside of Jackson County, outside of Kansas City. We'll talk a little bit more about that covered up later on in the show.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Clear 45 right now on 59th and Swope Parkway. Shade, what's poppin'?
3 months after the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, a California lawmaker wants to make it a crime for law enforcement officers to take unauthorized photographs of those killed in accidents and crime scenes.
Excellent. I like that.
But it's sad that we have to legislate decency.
It's sad, but it's the reality, Shay. Some people just don't care. Some people want clout. You know, immediately, it was like 10 minutes after I heard about the death, somebody posted a video of the helicopter going down.
The law would be a misdemeanor with punishment of up to a year in jail and as much as $5,000 in fines for a first responder to use a smartphone or other device to photograph a deceased person for any purpose other than official law enforcement business. So, Pastor Jamal Bryant, he moved from Maryland to Atlanta to take over Eddie Long's old church, New Birth Baptist. He welcomed a baby into the world over the weekend with one of his flock, one of his church members.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
So he's currently dating his ex-wife, who is Giselle, and she's on, I think, The Real Housewives of Potomac. They had gotten a divorce, and now they're working on their marriage again. As this new baby came into the world, they named the son John Carsten Bryant.
That is a lot. This is a Tyler Perry movie right here.
Do you send your pastor a baby shower gift with his side chick that's also one of your church members?
I don't know. I would probably just stay out of it and just let it be, or perhaps go to a new church. Because clearly he's putting hands on somebody.
Well, you can look online. The church gave him a gift, which was a Tiffany rattle. And it said, congratulations.
That's when the blessings come in. Blessings come in.
He's a man. So, like I said the other day, a man is going to disappoint you. I reserve all judgment because I ain't judging the man of God.
That ain't the work of the Lord.
Gotta deal with any whatevers.
Yeesh.
But that's tough right there, fam.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Mariah Carey has accepted the All In Challenge, which features celebrity offering their fans the chance to win amazing experiences in exchange for donations for COVID-19 relief.
Hey everybody, this is Mariah, and I am more than happy to accept the All In Challenge to raise money for those in need right now. Just go to allinchallenge.com to win your chance to come to my show and have a VIP experience. Come backstage, we'll have a splash, whatever, and then we're gonna go to dinner, and you never know what kind of shenanigans we're gonna get up to.
Oh.
So stay healthy, stay safe, and I will see you hopefully sooner than later.
Now Mariah, you know that we are not trying to hear you sing live.
Make my wish come true.
Are you going to enter into the contest? It's as little as $10.
Are you talking to me, or you got a listener on the phone?
No, I'm talking to you.
No, why would I want to go see that?
You go to dinner with Mariah Carey?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm super good.
Well, I already bought tickets to the All In Challenge. They had one where you could win a role on NBC's This Is Us, and that's a dream come true for me. I totally expect to win that. I totally expect to be on This Is Us next season.
You better temper down your emotions, because you already know a lot of people enter into that.
Okay, but this is mine.
Okay.
I also purchased, you could be a co-host on the Ellen DeGeneres Show.
Think you're going to win that too?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's second on my list. And then third, they have an opportunity for you to be on Sunday Night Football. And I got 10 tickets for that as well.
Okay.
But if I win that, I'm going to give that to you, because I'm not interested in that.
Thank you.
I hope so.
You certainly are a dreamer.
When that happens, I want you to buy my outfit.
If it happens, I will.
But I'm not getting nothing out of Ross.
All right, we'll go to Marshalls.
We ain't going to Marshalls neither.
All right, we'll go to TJ Maxx.
We're going to something that neither one of us know how to pronounce. That's what I'm going to be wearing.
I can pronounce Lane Bryant.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad. I ain't had no sleep. my two daughters and my wife all in my bed. So I sleep in the corner of the bed now, man.
You might just have to go to the couch, fam.
For real, though.
Because, I need my space. I can't even imagine having three other people in my bed, Shane.
Well, it's really more about the safety of being close to that male figure in the home. They feel safe when they're close to you, my brother.
Yeah, because I take my four-year-old in her room. About an hour later, she's right back in there again.
That's right. That's how we feel comfortable, and now they can rest knowing that you're right there. So take that as a badge of honor, man.
All right, who is this?
This is Rob out of KC, man.
All right, brother. Have a good day.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, what are you doing?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Of course, essential workers. We're still honoring them. Go to KPRS.com and nominate someone in your life who's on the front line in any capacity. Grocery store clerk, nurse, doctor, garbage man. If they out there putting it down during this pandemic, we want to give them a little gifty gift.
Thank you for keeping up the country during a pandemic.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and Missouri Governor Mike Parson. Stay-at-home orders ended on May 3rd. Yesterday, Mayor Quentin Lucas began the 10-10-10 rule, which is a soft reopening for business in Kansas City. Yesterday, Frank White and the Jackson County released that they'll be opening back on May 10th. So it'll be in phases, similar to what we've seen and heard in other parts of the state. Cass County, they already lifted the stay-at-home order on the 3rd as well, including Clay County. The official order for Kansas City runs through the 15th, but as we stated before, the soft opening began.
Still so much unknown, Shay, with this coronavirus. We still don't know in totality who has it and who doesn't. I know the testing is ramping up and they're developing things, but as it is right now, it's not enough testing.
St. Luke's announced that they will be taking folk at all of their locations, even if you're asymptomatic. They said that they found that half of the folks that are testing positive are asymptomatic.
Wow. So even if they do have it, they don't even know they have it.
So that's exciting that you'll be able to go to one of the four area St. Luke's and get that test if you need it.
Yeah.
Yesterday on social media, everyone was talking about Ahmaud Arbery. 25-year-old young man. I did some research on him. He was an All-American football player in high school. And his mom said that he liked to keep in shape, so he ran every day.
Mm-hmm.
The young man was jogging through his neighborhood when these men, Gregory and Travis McMichael, saw him running. They say that he stopped and looked inside of a window of a house that was under construction. Maybe he's a real estate investor and just looking to see what's going on. I don't think it's anything wrong with just looking in broad of day. He began running again. They called 911 and said that he was just running. And so they decided to get a shotgun and a 357 Magnum and run him down. The son had the shotgun. A scuffle ensued, and that man was shot dead in the street.
Did you also hear about the backstory that they said that it was some burglaries going on in their neighborhood the week before or something like that?
Yeah. But you're not the police,
and
you should dial 911.
And that's something that you brought up earlier that hit me, is that why do people put the law into their own hands?
They think that they're overseers. and you're policing people. You're not supposed to do that. And this smacks of Trayvon Martin, mm-hmm. with people trying to take the law into their own hands. This young man, who knows what his future could have been, was shot down. Now, this happened in February. This didn't happen like yesterday. Mm-hmm. These men are still not in police custody. What has become a firestorm is what has gotten the GBI now involved. And these men are going to have to face the grand jury once the restrictions are lifted off of the court because of COVID. But folks are calling for their arrest right now. They need to be in custody right now. We're going to talk with Stacey Shaw about what the law says about this. Can you really just run down another citizen and, you know, ask him, hey, what are you doing? We'll also be talking to Dr. Dennis Carpenter, who is from that area in Georgia and actually knows the mother of Aubrey. And the person who handled his body is also one of his former students. So we're going to find out more about what it's like in that part of the country.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The whole country still dealing with the effects of COVID-19. A lot of folks at home maybe have more time to worry about things that are not pertaining to them. Mm-hmm. A father and son duo in Brunswick, Georgia, saw a black man running through the neighborhood. Said that he looked like someone who had burglarized some homes a couple of weeks prior. Mm-hmm. They actually dialed 911, Brian.
And you said someone's breaking into it right now?
No, it's all open. It's under construction. And he's running right now. There he goes right now.
Okay, what is he doing?
He's running down the street.
Instead of calling and, well, waiting for police to arrive, they decided to approach Ahmaud Aubrey, 25 years old.
The video is traumatic, Shay.
It shows Aubrey running on the left side of the road with a pickup truck parked in the road in front of him, with one man in the bed of the truck and another next to the open driver's side door. Aubrey crosses the road to pass the truck on the passenger side, then crosses back in front of it. A gunshot is heard, and then Aubrey and one of the men are seen grappling over a shotgun. A second shot is heard as Aubrey is seen punching the man. A third shot is fired, and Aubrey staggers and falls face down. His mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says that her son jogged daily. He was a fit guy. He used to be in All-American football player in high school. We're talking to Dr. Dennis Carpenter, who actually went to high school with Ahmaud's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, and one of his former students actually handled the body. Good morning, Dr. Carpenter.
Good morning. Good morning. Excited to be with you all, but unfortunately not on this occasion.
Tell us about what Brunswick, Georgia is like.
Yeah, so I grew up with Wanda Cooper in Waynesboro, Georgia. She and I attended Burke County High School together. She was about 2 years ahead of me in high school and know her family. She literally grew up less than 5 miles from my family and I. And she moved down to Brunswick, Georgia. Brunswick is... it's about halfway between Jacksonville, Florida, and Savannah, Georgia. And it's a typical Southern Charm Georgia town near the coastal region of Georgia.
So what can you tell us about the type of person that she was, as people are trying to make it seem as though this young man may have been committing some sort of crime?
Yeah, I know nothing of Wanda and her family except good things, a hardworking family that did the best they can by their children. Once again, she lived on the outskirts of the city, very close to me, and that's intentional. That's why the tape was held up for months, because it's almost like the same playbook, Shay, every time. The playbook looks like we hold up the real information. We create a narrative of our own, to cast any level of dispersion we can on the person who's been murdered. So by the time real information gets out, public opinion is already tainted. And that's what we see happening in this situation, not unlike many others we can name. Too many to count, and I don't even want to rehash the trauma associated with the name.
I know there are certain parts of Missouri that I try to avoid personally. Do you think that this area of Georgia is one of those spots that, you know, hey, don't go down there?
Yeah, so during my administrative career in Georgia, we had our annual administrative conference in Jekyll Island, Georgia, which is not far from Brunswick at all. And coastal Georgia is known, of course, for some great seafood. But when you take the time to go through cities like Brunswick, and I've been through many, many, many times, you know, you have these two sides of the track. There's a black side of town and there's a white side of town. Not unlike you find east of Troost and west of Troost in Kansas City, just more in a rural space. And what you find is some people are still holding on to those artificial lines and artificial barriers. And when you refuse to engage with people who do not spend time with you, who don't look like you, who are not from the places you're from, then you've created a narrative associated with them that's not embedded in any fact. So the fact that these two hunters, because we've seen pictures of them hunting wild hogs, so these two hunters treated this young man like game that day, because that's what they know. But the sad part about it is they have the power of the law behind them. And they have the power of what I believe to be a crooked law enforcement organization behind them, because it wasn't 3-4 days ago we learned that there was severe corruption around a narcotics investigation, and we learned that one of the investigators was sleeping with a confidential informant. So all of that's going on in the same department as they're covering this matter up. And that's public record. I read 4 or 5 articles about it yesterday in the newspaper.
You're a decorated educator, but you're also a father. How do you protect your kids who may be wanting to just get some exercise, or who are running through areas where they're seen as predators or people who shouldn't be in that neighborhood?
Yeah, I leaned into that very conversation on Facebook yesterday when a good friend of mine, who's also an officer, I might add, with the Bell Harbor Police Department down in south of Miami, Florida. And he posed that very question. How do you protect your child in that moment when he or she is out for a jog? And another friend of mine summed it up best. You know, I tried to put my thoughts around it and find a way to lean into that conversation. But he said at that particular moment, all of Ahmad's options were taken from him. His option to run was taken away. His option to fight a fair fight was taken away. His option to try to talk himself out of it was taken away. Every option that you would give your child, Shay, was taken away in that moment, because the minute they laid eyes on him while they were on that hunt, it was like that big game deer, or it was like that big wild hog that they lay in the woods and wait on each Saturday morning. They took his options away, and they killed him in cold blood. So it's a sad state of affairs when I look at my son and I have to tell him, do the best you can, but I don't know how I can protect him in that situation.
Dr. Carpenter, thank you so much for calling up this morning and giving us some perspective on that part of the country and the mother of Ahmad. Of course, there's a big run that's going to be a virtual run that's going to be held on Friday, where folks are standing with or running with Ahmad. We'll be talking with Attorney Stacy Shaw more about the legal side of this. Like, is this legal for someone to run down on another citizen and block them from going forward in the street?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722. Look for highs in the mid 60s. Right now, you are sunny and 45 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Frenchie Davis, Broadway performer and singer, and she was on American Idol on the second season. She's 41. Uh-huh. Rapper Rico Nasty is 23. Singer J Balvin, he's 35 today. You don't know who J Balvin is?
Yeah, we've been really busy this morning.
And singer Thelma Houston.
Hey.
That's Whitney Mama, right?
Yes.
Okay. She's 74.
Ah. Happy birthday, everybody born on May 7th.
So, have you heard about Trina and Kaya doing an Instagram versus battle?
I've heard them talk about it, nobody else.
Yeah. So, Trina took to her morning radio show and addressed Kaya and her request for them to battle.
I'm a queen. This is called royalty over here, okay? I'm not stepping off my throne to address no bum, no chicks that are beneath me, and nobody that has not worked as hard as I worked for anything. So when you girls or whatever you want to be are calling my name, you want to battle, you want to do all this, first of all, make sure you have 10 hits. Make sure you have enough records. Make sure you're on my level if you think you want to go toe-to-toe with me, because you cannot, okay? Let's make that very clear. So the blogs and whoever else can post whatever, I will not address you scumbags. You are beneath me and you will always be. Please make sure you understand that.
You just addressed them. But anywho, besides that, Trina, my dear, I love you. You're beautiful. You're talented. You ain't got 10 hits. Now, Kaya, on the other hand,
she has one in a possible.
What's the possible?
K-Wang.
Who?
You never heard K-Wang with it? K-Wang with it. That was a song that they played in the South.
Oh,
they did.
You and the other 243 people who bought that CD?
Fam, I didn't buy the CD, but K-Wang was a single.
Amen.
And they played it in the South. I'm not lying.
Kaya's truly reaching for attention right here.
And that's why I said it's a possible. Oh, it wasn't a full hit. It got some regional, and it's a dance that goes with it.
Okay.
Like a lawn dance.
All right. Go ahead and teach everybody in Kansas City what it is.
I'm just saying.
We surely don't know.
During an appearance on Nori's Drink Champs, DMX revealed that he would like to do a versus battle. Guess who he think would be a worthy opponent?
Jay.
What? Are we saying Jay-Z?
Yeah, who you think? Who you think?
Yeah, yeah. He going straight to the top.
Okay, let me say this. DMX was on top of the world, all right, in 98-99.
Monster hits.
Nobody, including Jay, was bigger than DMX back then. But DMX kind of sailed off and stopped around 2002, 2003. Jay's still been cranking out hits since then.
What was the name of that tour with Ja Rule, DMX,
Is that the
Jay-Z.
Rock the Mic tour?
No.
No? Not Rock the Mic?
It was before that.
That was in 98, 99 too, right?
No. This would have been in the early 2000s. And Redman and Method Man was on it too.
Said Jay-Z,
I went
Redman.
To that Method Man, DMX, and Ja Rule. I went to that concert.
I know Backstage is the movie that came with that. Is the Hard Knock Life tour?
I don't think it was that
Googling,
because Jay-Z was not the headliner on that. DMX was.
I'm Googling and it says Jay-Z, DMX, Method Man, Redman launch Hard Knock Life tour.
Maybe it was.
And this is March 1st, 1999. But
maybe
do
it
some
was.
More Googles.
Yeah.
But let's not mistake it. DMX was on top. All right, 99, 98, 2000, but he ain't got enough to mess with Jay.
I don't think so either. Jay-Z got like, what, 10, 11 albums under his belt?
Something like that, yeah.
I think D got what, maybe 4 or 5?
Somewhere around there, yeah. Jay has more just by volume.
Right.
You know, but yeah.
Real fast, congratulations to Meek Mill and Milan Harris. They welcomed a baby boy into the world.
Hey.
This is her first child, Meek's third.
Congratulations.
She was saying before they won together. Now I guess they together. She say, yeah, you know, that's my love.
Baby makes everything better, huh? No. We got Stacey Shaw on the line. She's coming up at 7:37, Shay.
Yes, we're going to be continuing this conversation about Ahmaud Arbery, who was gunned down while jogging in a small town in rural Georgia.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The parents of Ahmaud Arbery are calling for the arrest of the two white men who were armed with guns, chased him down in the street in a rural neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia. This man, per his parents, ran every day. He's a former All-American football player and did this daily. The men saw him on the street and said that he looked like someone who had broken into some homes there in that community weeks earlier. We've got attorney Stacey Shaw on the line with us today. Stacey, what are the laws about citizens approaching other citizens and impeding them from going on about their day? Are we obligated to stop and answer a stranger's questions?
Well, absolutely not. Citizens' arrests are legally allowed in the state of Missouri, but it requires that the citizen have a showing that a felony was committed. So they know that a felony was committed, and they have reasonable grounds to suspect the arrested party. And so the question is, if someone is trying to arrest you, what type of force can they use to actually place you under arrest? Because that means that you're in another person's custody. And this private citizen law is really intended for police officers that see the commission of a crime, but they're off duty, so they're treated as a private citizen, or they're outside of their jurisdiction. But it's generally not regular people just like myself walking down the street and I'm going to arrest another person. So because I'm not able to use deadly force unless I'm trying to protect myself from imminent, and I mean imminent meaning someone is going to right now kill me, right now cause serious bodily injury, or I'm trying to protect myself or another person from a forceful felony.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Is it someone's breaking into it right now?
No, it's all open. It's under construction. And he's running right now. There he goes right now.
Okay, what is he doing?
He's running down the street.
This is the 911 call of Gregory McMichael and his son Travis McMichael as they hunted down 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery in a rural neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia. Ahmaud's family said he runs every day. That was a general practice for him. He was an All-American in high school, so that means he was pretty athletic.
Mm-hmm.
The pair says that there had been some break-ins in the neighborhood and they thought that he looked like that person. So they decided to grab a shotgun in a .357 Magnum. They boxed him in with a pickup truck. And I'm wondering who that person is that's filming.
I wondered that too.
The videotape just came out. And now this public outcry, Brian, this public outrage. LeBron James went on his Twitter account yesterday and expressed his frustration, complete shock. We've got attorney Stacey Shaw on the line to talk about the legal piece of this.
Ahmaud Arbery was killed in February. This video just came out within the past week. If this video hadn't have came out, what do you think would have happened?
Well, unfortunately, they're just now going to a grand jury. So there's not even any guarantee that anything is going to happen as a result of this grand jury. I mean, we saw in Ferguson where the police officer went to the grand jury and was not Truebilled, or there was no case that resulted from them going to the grand jury. A lot of times, especially in smaller communities, these two people said that they had extensive connections with the police force. And so if there was no public outcry, then it might have just been swept under the rug because of their relationship with the police department in that community.
But how can this be? You murder someone in the street and there's no arrest of any kind?
I mean, again, that goes towards who investigated, which police officer wanted to bring the charges to the prosecutor. The process where someone is charged is that a police officer responds to the scene. He puts together an arrest packet and a charging packet, presents it to the prosecutor, who then is going to decide whether they're going to bring charges against that person. If that process never starts, because they decide that there's not enough evidence or they elect not to pursue charges against that person, then nothing's going to happen.
As an attorney and as a citizen of Kansas City, how do you resign that with yourself, with your legal background, and then just being a human with a heart, that there could be a crime committed in the street and then there's no recourse?
Well, I find this absolutely disgusting. I don't think that there's any other word for it. And I think that people should be outraged, because as a citizen, I'm a criminal defense attorney. So, and I have actually been robbed personally. And so as a person that defends people and has also been a victim of an armed robbery, it still does not excuse someone taking another life for absolutely no reason. This person was jogging. They knew that there were felonies or burglaries that were committed weeks ago. And many people have been jogging in the streets during the week. They arbitrarily picked this one person who was in athletic gear, minding his own business, being a regular person in America, and then he was murdered in cold blood in broad daylight for absolutely no reason. I mean, this person was not the aggressor. They literally hunted and killed him. I mean, there's absolutely no reason for it, and people should be outraged.
So, Stacey, let's say that this goes to the grand jury and these guys walk scot-free. What are we as African-Americans supposed to take from this? How do we proceed?
Well, I always tell people, if there is something that is happening with anything official, the court system, the mayor's office, anything, everybody is up for election, okay? So the district attorney's position is an elected position in almost every state. And so if there's not a true bill that's returned, or they are not doing their job to present the evidence, which it's very clear that if they present this evidence that there was no justification for this cold-blooded murder in broad daylight without reasonable cause, then the people in that community in Georgia, they need to exercise their right to vote to make sure that that district attorney is held accountable for not bringing those charges.
Attorney Stacey Shaw, thank you so much for calling up and giving us a legal perspective to this. The mother and family of Ahmaud Arbery have put together a website. It's called runwithmaud.com. That's runwithmaud.com. And it has a petition there that you can sign and phone numbers that you can call to force this community to bring charges against these men who hunted a man just on a daily jog.
Thank you so much, Stacey. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Social distancing has been touted as one of the best ways to contain the coronavirus. Mm. Architects of Hot 103 Jams must have been oracles, because we're already socially distanced by design, because we're in separate rooms.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a very observant person, Brian. I'm a Capricorn. I noticed maybe about 2 weeks ago that you were acting more fussy, more grumpy than you usually act. So I began walking in every morning as I usually do, but instead of going about my business, I now come and hug you every morning, even before I put my bag down.
You wanna hug it out?
No, not really.
Let's hug it out.
And I've kind of noticed that beginning the day with a hug has helped.
It brings a good energy, a positive mindset to start out the show.
I'm a doctor, Brian. I'm a scientist, apparently. There's actually a term for what you were experiencing.
What is that?
Because you're social distancing, because you're not having an opportunity to touch people, it's called skin hunger. You've been suffering from skin hunger. It's biologic.
Sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs.
It's why they have babies in the neonatal care unit. Skin to skin contact with their parents.
This is a real thing?
Yeah. I consider myself your mom anyway. So it makes sense that me giving you that reassuring hug every morning helps.
First off, number one, you're not my mama.
I said I'm like your mama.
Nah. You ain't like nothing. Y'all totally opposite.
The hug releases oxytocin. I didn't know that, but now I'm a scientist, clearly. Yeah. It says sends messages to your brain to relax you, to the nervous system. It slows it down.
Do it.
You can just say thank you.
You're not my dad.
No, I'm not going to say thank you. I think you're patronizing me right now.
No, I found the answer. I something just told me start hugging him every morning.
All right, so what can I do to help you then?
Stop being so grumpy.
I can't help it, man. I'm sorry. I don't mean anything by it. I just cannot help it. It's early, and I just don't be in the mood. But I will say the hugs warm me up to you, and it does put me in a good mood. I'll admit to that.
Corby, Dr. Shay.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the mid-60s. Right now, you got sunny skies and 52 at the Grand View Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
Child, this is some drama. A month ago, Nina Thomas, the wife of NFL star Earl Thomas, who does he play for?
Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. Thanks. She allegedly pointed a gun at his head and chased him with a knife after catching him in bed with another woman.
Buck naked.
The incident took place in Austin, Texas, after an argument over his drinking. Nina then hacked into Earl's Snapchat account in order to find him. I guess there's a tracker on Snapchat?
There is something you can put your location on and you can find where your friends are.
Well, child, she found him.
Oh, Lord.
She went there with two of her friends. That's happened to me more than once. We have ran down on dudes group style.
He's a bum.
Okay. So she bought Earl's own handgun with her. To the rendezvous spot. She walked in and found her husband and his brother in bed with other women.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
So Nina blacked out apparently and just pointed the gun at him. She was later arrested because the police were called, and when they got there, they found her with a knife in her hand chasing Earl. She was charged with burglary of residence with intent to commit aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Earl was not arrested. An order of protection was also issued against Nina.
Earl Thomas is about 30, 31. He's too old to be running trains.
That's what you got out of that.
Yep. Tag team, back again.
You are disgusting. You are disgusting. Domestic violence of any kind is abhorrent.
It's nothing to play with. And I'm glad nobody was hurt. But I don't know where they go from where do they go?
Well, they
from
said they already back talking.
What? Gotta love them crazy ones. Boy, they got the most fire.
No. That's disgusting. You caught him in the bed with his brother and other chicks?
He was
absolutely
having a good time.
Absolutely not.
He was enjoying himself.
Like my older sister says, pew.
Sensational.
So, Vivica A. Fox has been on this show with Claudia Jordan and a couple of other women. It's called Cocktails with Queens. They've been talking about a bunch of different things. Apparently, Vivica A. Fox and Kenya Moore beefing. I knew nothing about this. Did you?
I had no clue.
Well, in an episode of this, she says that she's regretted a lot of things, but she gonna beef with Kenya to the end of time.
It's a whole lot of adrenaline and stuff going on, so it must be another level of something.
Was it like sweaty right here?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
It was right. What right there?
Like a little sweaty when it's like you get real hot.
What are they trying to insinuate? That was the clip. I don't know what they trying to insinuate though.
I don't know. That was a weird clip.
Yeah.
But anyway, the beef began because they both were on Celebrity Apprentice season 14.
Mm-hmm.
And during this time, oh, I remember now.
What? You got the tea?
No. Spill yes, because I watched this.
Okay.
That's what people say, you know, Donald Trump, whatever, whatever. No, I don't have any issue with him. I used to watch his show. So, I don't think he was good enough to be the president of these United States of America, but he did good TV, and I watched it.
What's the tea?
She accused Vivica of stealing her cell phone.
All this over a flip phone, fam?
She accused her of stealing her cell phone, and then something about menopause.
Oh,
and
my God.
I remember Vivica calling her a toxic trick.
Did she during use the trick or
yeah, she said
else?
Toxic trick, yeah, and they aired it on NBC.
That's a 90s word right there.
Well, Vivica's yet 50-something. So,
girl,
yeah.
Bad.
That would be a, you know, dad or skeezer.
Skeezer, oh my God. Or tech head in Kansas City.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Day Day.
All right, girl, let's see what you got for us.
Let's ride. Check them out now. We doing
big pan, spin the cheese, you know. Big Pimpin', V-U-L-E, you know I'm big pimpin' up in NYC, it's just a jig of magic, P-M-V-U-M-B.
Hey!
Well, Pimpsy, but we'll accept it.
You are one step closer to get $1,000 in stimulus cash, all right?
Tell everybody what station's live, local, and lit.
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that boom.
Listen now through May 28th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Gotta count the money while I'm counting money.
From Hot 103 Jams.
Balling on 10, straight balling.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.